WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this morning to consider buying the old Texas Department of Transportation District office on North Texas. Mayor Jason Byinski says TxDOT has given the city the first right of refusal.
You know, you're talking about 11 acres in the middle of town on Texas Avenue, 40,000-50,000 plus square feet of warehouse and office space. It's got a yard there that they used for TxDOT, so there's a lot of property for $1.4 million.
City staff proposed paying for the property through the general fund and possibly marketing the property for economic development purposes as a trade school, light manufacturing, or commercial uses. A career College Station policeman is now the chief. Scott McCullum has been with the department since 1985 and has served as interim chief three times.
I had a friend in the police department, and he encouraged me to join. And once it gets in your blood, it just kind of stays there. And I truly enjoyed serving the citizens of this community day in and day out. I enjoy coming to work, and it's just been a true blessing to be able to migrate your way through the ranks and ultimately be named chief.
McCullum will be sworn in this afternoon at 3 at City Hall. With the help of a Texas Ranger, a pregnant cow that could have run into traffic on Texas Avenue Friday afternoon was corralled. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was along Texas between Brentwood and Manuel.
The owner was driving through the area. He suffered a mechanical issue with the trailer. As he was attempting to address it, the gate to the trailer came open sufficient enough that the cow was able to flee.
The effort to get the animal back in the trailer took the better part of 3 hours. The Texas A&M student who had ingested some form of cyanide last Wednesday has died. University officials identified the student as 20-year-old Christian Amadeus Taylor. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they're waiting for the results of toxicology reports as part of their ongoing investigation.
And more information will be learned as they proceed through the process.
Taylor was a senior biochemistry major from Killeen. The Brazos County Health Department is preparing for Ebola.
The local health department is receiving calls from concerned residents about Ebola coming to the Brazos Valley. Brazos County Alternate Health Authority Dr. Seth Sullivan said people carrying the virus are not contagious until they become very ill. He said you should not be scared to travel.
Walking through an airport or walking through a crowded area where somebody from even one of these countries, Liberia or one of these West African countries or somewhere where they've traveled that would be at a higher risk area. If they are not sick yet, they're not going to be contagious.
Local health authorities say preventing Ebola is as easy as preventing a cold. Wash your hands and use alcohol-based hand sanitizer often. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Coming up on 610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
High pressure will continue to control our weather today. It's sitting over Arkansas. It extends back across Texas. Lots of sunshine today. Some passing clouds now and again, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs will be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Wednesday, sunshine. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll have a look at things here in just a bit with A&M football taking it on the chin. High school action doing very well here for the Brazos Valley. The Aggies, by the way, no longer in the top 25 for the Associated Press. And a couple records yesterday in the NFL. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Taking it on the chin, he said. It's a good thing they've got an off week. I guess they have a couple of little things they need to tweak, huh?
If you're going to just do my entire sports cast before I do it with audio what? Included, then go ahead.
They have a couple of things they want to tweak. Did they actually say that?
Work on.
A couple of things.
Some things, I think, was the quote.
Uh-huh. Police department in Christchurch, New Zealand had some help in a pursuit over the weekend from the suspect himself on Facebook, a post calling for the community to report any information leading to his capture. The suspect commented, "I need a new mugshot." Wow. So the police department responded, offering the suspect a new mugshot free of charge if he'd just drop by. The screenshot of Sam Lake's mugshot and comments went viral, with his taunts and the police responses garnering hundreds of likes and plenty of attention. Later that night, police reported that with the public's help, they were able to capture Mr. Lake. Oh! So he sees himself on Facebook and thinks, what an awful picture. I need to get a new mugshot. And he starts smarting off to the police. Is that basically what we're talking about here?
Yeah. In fairness to him, it was a bad mugshot.
So he had good judgment about the bad mugshot.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a neck tattoo, so there was bad judgment before that.
Oh, well.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Oh, well, you know, some of them are just too stupid to stay out of jail, aren't they?
Oh, and his follow-up comment is even more golden. Oh.
It's all right, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm a radio professional here. You didn't trust me. I know exactly what I'm doing sometimes. Okay. It's all Monday.
Right. Okay, here we go, yeah.
Info. He said, if only they were as good at finding me as they were with their comebacks.
Whoa!
Oh, that one got 865 likes.
Jeez. So he's throwing the gauntlet down on Facebook with the police.
Yep.
Okay.
Police win.
Nothing like a Melvin Einstein.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Apologies to Joe Theismann. I think he said Norman Einstein. So, all right.
There you go, misquoting people again.
I know, really. It's October the 20th. 2014, day 293, got 72 of them to go. It's Miss America Rose Day, Brandied Fruit Day. Mm. Yeah. School Bus Safety Week begins. Oh.
We don't want to do that all the time.
No, we wouldn't want to celebrate that. Not at all. And also, let's see, it's Friends of the Libraries Week, and I like this. Clean your virtual desktop today. Hey, look how clean it is. All right, for birthdays.
John Krasnicki.
Probably not.
Krasnicki?
No, probably
yeah,
not.
Not a clue.
Krasinski.
No, I know. Okay. I have no idea where Krasnicki came from.
Okay, there you go.
He was in The Office.
He was
35. Yeah. Sam Witwer, Sci-Fi Stars, 37. Snoop Dogg's 43.
Oh.
Viggo Mortensen is 56 from The Lord of the Rings. Tom Petty, 64. Danny Boyle is 58. Trainspotting, Slumdog Millionaires, tons of movies. He's the director. 58 years old. Keith Hernandez, New York Mets and St. Louis star, and also in Seinfeld, is 61. And William Christopher.
Oh, it's on
Father
the
Father John Patrick Mulcahy.
Yeah.
He is 82 years old today.
Now, was he also in the movie? I don't remember. No, it was just Gary Berghoff.
That is correct.
Okay, and yeah. Who's Mark King? Do we know who Mark King is?
No.
Arthur Neville, one of the brothers. He's 56 today. So in China, a guy had recently been set up on a date with a lovely young woman that he really wanted to impress. And since he had no transportation of his own, he went ahead and stole a motorcycle from in front of the supermarket that evening before they were scheduled to meet. When he arrived for his date the next day, she was furious. Not because he was late, and wasn't because he wasn't properly dressed. It's because the day before, somebody had stolen her motorcycle from in front of a supermarket.
Yeah. On the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we have an emerging healthcare crisis and a government that is so incompetent at handling it. Now, here are three things that can happen immediately when it comes to this Ebola crisis. Number one, we should fire the CDC director, Tom Frieden. He is an idiot, doesn't know what he's doing. We should implement a commercial travel ban from these West African countries. We should do that yesterday. We need to secure the borders, not only for Ebola, but also ISIS. And if I had to add a fourth thing, it would be for these government officials at the CDC and the Obama administration to start being honest and maybe fire the new political lobbyist, Ebola czar, and put in somebody that actually has medical experience. Just a few quick tips on how we can solve the problem of Ebola in America. Good Monday morning. Glad you're all with us.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Europe's economic woes worry some U.S. experts. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Many business economists here in the U.S. are concerned about the economic slowdown in Europe. Just over half of the experts polled by the National Association for Business Economics say recent troubles in the Eurozone could have at least a minor negative impact on their businesses, but nearly half think Europe's problems will have no impact. The NABE survey also found businesses were less likely to raise workers' wages over the summer than they had been earlier in the year. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. Hasbro's adjusted quarterly profit came in at $1.46 a share. That's a penny a share higher than expected. The toy maker's revenue was in line with forecasts. The World War II drama Fury debuted in first place at movie theater box offices over the weekend. The Sony Pictures release took in $23.5 million. Girl Gone fell to second place. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Stumbled across this online. Spoiler alert, it's from 11points.com, and it's the 11 songs forever ruined by the artist revealing their actual meaning. I'm not going to go through all 11, but things like, did you know, Like a Virgin by Madonna was written by a guy. They rearranged the words a little bit, but it was about a guy's breakup. And this is a rumor that's been around for years and years and years. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Well, I was there, so much the legend has it the song's about a murder that Phil witnessed, but Phil says the song isn't really about anything interesting. He says he wrote it when he was messing around with a brand new drum machine and liked the noise it made. And finally, one of the most famous, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. Everybody thought it was an obvious allusion to LSD, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But John Lennon said it was actually based on a painting that his son Julian did in art class. I found that quite interesting. I hope I didn't ruin it for you, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. It's a very interesting jewelry store. I've been in there several times, and they've always got something different. Because not only do they get new stuff, but they also get some beautiful heirloom stuff. Enjoy being pleasantly surprised. A diamond lasts forever. Paying for it shouldn't. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoin.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 623. Man, it's nice outside, about 61 degrees. That's it's okay. We're going to get up to maybe 80 degrees today. So kind of enjoy that, and we'll have a look at the whole weather in a few minutes.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking you, the people of District 4, to look at your candidates on the ballot. Then vote for the candidate with a vision, one that will fight for what the people want. I do believe that character does count. Brian needs a person that can listen to the people and get things done. Let's get rid of status quo politics once and for all. Vote to keep Brian moving in the right direction. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, Bryan City Council, Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
America.
624, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, I've got so many stories of stupid America today. I don't know where to start.
At the very beginning. Yeah. A very good place to start.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm gonna save the Ebola cluster till 7 o'clock, just because those are really stupid. But in the meantime, Singapore Airlines Flight 424, Singapore to Mumbai, encountered turbulence while on approach Saturday. 22 people, 8 passengers, 14 flight attendants required medical treatment.
Wow.
It's an Airbus A380. That's why the crew was so big. And it is, of course, always recommended, now you're reminded of that, that even when you're at cruising altitude, keep the old seatbelt fastened. The FAA reports that there are 430 passengers last year who, 2002 through 2013, 430 passengers and flight attendants who were injured by turbulence in the air. Just remember, you need to keep, even when the seatbelt sign is off, they tell you to do that. And, you know, I guess I probably do unbuckle it, I'm not sure. But you don't have to move around the cabin. Keep it cinched up. And near misses between photographers and oncoming trains has now attracted the attention for the rail companies, Union Pacific in particular, drawing attention to the dangers of utilizing the tracks in photos. The company says that too many photographers, both amateur and professional, are risking it all for some sort of a
picture near the tracks, which is, by the way, illegal to actually be on the tracks. Mm-hmm. While photographing objects in plain view in public spaces is constitutionally protected, taking photos on railway company property is, in fact, trespassing. Railroad tracks, trestles, yards, rights-of-way, private property. Union Pacific is so serious about safety, it has staff who contact photographers who post railway photos on the Internet, asking them to remove the images. So now, is this a statistical thing we're looking at, though? Just because there's so many people who now have, of course, phones with cameras that they want to take a picture when they wouldn't normally, that causes them to have this many accidents? I mean, do you think that's it?
I have no clue.
Because, I mean, if you had X number of people taking photos, and now we have X times 7, then that means there are going to be more of them, which would mean they're more stupid people.
Well, and uniqueness in a picture counts for a lot, typically, and that's one place you don't typically see on your day-to-day travels, looking straight down the railroad tracks.
Sure, yep, you're exactly right. And
so that's the draw anyway.
Sure. Well, and it's an easy picture to take,
mm-hmm.
and it ends up looking the way that you wanted it to. I mean, it's an eye. You know, it'll grab your eye because obviously it runs to a focal point.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right, just remember, stay off the tracks. I guess you can't put pennies on there. You ever do that?
Put pennies
on
there?
I'm not
saying.
Okay, all right.
That's two ways to get in trouble right there.
Statute of limitations may be over.
Oh, okay.
All right, so 627, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, at least the whole story as far as the next few days are concerned. Look for a pretty nice conditions. Look for a high temperature today. Probably going to be, I don't know, 78, something like that, maybe up to 80. Tonight we're down to 59 once again, which will be nice, and we're going to continue this pattern, it looks like, all week long, with a high temperature right around 80 and a low temperature right around 60. And the winds will make a little bit of difference. Today they're northeasterly, so it's a little bit, I don't want to say chilly, but I mean it's you could take a light wrap, we'll put it that way. 84% relative humidity, and we're looking at 60 degrees.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
The people who get promoted at work tend to be good schmoozers, and anyone can improve their schmoozing skills. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Listen to this. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, but it's so easy to put it off. That's why I started a new website called The Success Mint. There you'll find great free information to help you be more successful. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com, a service of Strand Media. As an employee, have you ever thought to yourself,
how come the people that are good schmoozers with senior management are getting promoted more than the rest of us who are, you know, really working hard down in the trenches?
Catherine Caputa, author of the book Women Who Brand.
And that's because of the power of personal branding, you know, having these kind of relationships and being able to be part of the business conversation and be, a, you know, an asset to the company and being able to talk about how you're an asset.
Catherine has a client who often rides up in the elevator with the CEO of the company where she works.
And she felt like very intimidated and didn't know what to say to him. And so she talked about the weather. Then one day, another colleague got into the elevator that introduced himself to the CEO and said, you know, I'm John Smith. You know, I work in sales. We just had a great meeting. And she said to me, my colleague is branding himself as the next VP. And what am I doing? You know, I'm branding myself as the weather girl. So it's really being able to articulate how you bring value.
Some of us have a tough time doing this because, in a sense, it's bragging.
Don't think of it as bragging. Think of it as telling a story. So, for example, instead of talking about the weather, she could have talked about, I'm part of XYZ team at the company, and we're working on an important new project. And so it's telling a story, you know, as part of that story, you know, you're a part of the team's success.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia campaign. Johnny Yepes, treasurer.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The former home of the Texas Department of Transportation might be purchased by the city of Bryan. The city council will consider buying the 11-acre complex on North Texas, south of Highway 21, during a special meeting this morning. Mayor Jay Sobieski says the resolution gives the council and staff time to inspect the property before making a final decision.
It's just a formality that TxDOT requires just to enter into negotiations and discussions with them. We need to take a look and make sure there's not any major environmental issues and other hindrances with that property, but on the surface it does look like it's more than a fair price on the property.
The council would spend $1.4 million in undesignated money from the city's general fund. Bryan's Economic Development Office wants to market the property as a possible location for commercial or light manufacturing businesses or for a trade school. College Station's new police chief has filled the interim role three times. Scott McCollum was promoted Friday to the top position.
I'm happy to report that, you know, we have indeed have true professionals here at the police department who will definitely assist me in continuing our efforts to be a premier law enforcement agency in the nation.
McCollum, who has spent his career at CSPD, began in 1985 and has been an assistant chief since 2001.
We are currently working on two significant projects, one being the implementation of some new technology through a computer-aided dispatch and records management system. And then we also are working towards developing some plans for new facilities to accommodate our growing force here.
McCollum will be sworn in this afternoon at 3 at City Hall. It took the better part of 3 hours Friday afternoon for a pregnant cow to be corralled back into a trailer parked off Texas Avenue in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the driver stopped because the trailer had a mechanical problem. Somehow, the gate unlatched and the cow went out to explore.
After an extensive chase in the area with our officers, our animal control officers, and an assist from a visiting Texas Ranger, we were able to corral the rampaging bovine and able to get her back to her owner, and she is safe and sound.
Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the cow stayed in a grassy area east of Texas between Brentwood and Manuel and was never a threat to passing motorists. RVs are the same thing as homes when it comes to burglaries. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies who responded Thursday morning to a report of suspicious activity east of Bryan led to the arrests of a beat ice couple. The man and woman were walking away from a wrecker business. 37-year-old James Cates and 38-year-old Alicia Allen were accused of going into his six RVs parked in a storage lot and taking multiple items from all the vehicles. The stolen property was found in the woods near the storage lot. A Texas A&M student has died 2 days after he was found unconscious near Rudder Plaza. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they're waiting for toxicology reports as part of their ongoing investigation.
The investigators are diligently working to determine what exactly happened, what substance it was that the individual may have ingested.
20-year-old Christian Amadeus Taylor of Killeen had ingested some form of cyanide, according to the director of the emergency room at St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where Taylor was taken. Health officials are preparing for Ebola in the Brazos County.
Brazos County health officials are preparing for a possible Ebola outbreak. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus said educating emergency services is the first step.
The emergency rooms, the hospitals, and other individuals that serve as first responders, either volunteer or full-time paid, going all the way to the realm of funeral home directors.
Paulus said they have to anticipate that a lot of people will be involved if Ebola occurs in Brazos County. He said the one protocol they changed is using a wet sanitation process.
We're going to kill the virus before you have a chance to come in contact with it as you're taking your personal protective equipment off.
Paula said they have briefed local police departments and will reach out to other large organizations that could be affected, such as school districts. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Health officials say the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston in the coming days will destroy medical waste from the Dallas hospital. Thomas Duncan died of Ebola. Two nurses became infected. UTMB President David Callender says the campus has the only licensed facility in Texas capable of receiving and incinerating the biohazardous material. And today is the first day of early voting. Two election season reminders from WTAW. Bryan ISD voters can learn more about the $132 million package by checking out WTAW.com's video presentation right there on the front page. It includes more than 1 hour of interviews. And Wednesday night at 6, we're hosting the local candidates forum at the Bush Library. You're invited to watch in person or you can listen online. Early voting continues through the 31st. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure over Arkansas produces lots of sunshine across our area today. Highs will be up to 80 to 85. A few clouds will move by. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll reach 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Those will be 55 to 60. Wednesday, we'll see sunshine, and it's going to be around 80 to 85 Wednesday afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We've got to get back to work and look at and examine where we are right now.
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin following the game against Alabama. Also, a couple records in the NFL. A&M soccer is on fire, and a whole lot more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
So I turned on the TV, I guess, yesterday. I mean, it got to the point where I was watching Canadian football. That's how bad it was. Finally, I had to leave the house.
Couldn't take it anymore?
I got a call. I said, you know, I probably need to go do this instead of sit around and watch Canadian football. But I watched some of the Georgia LSU soccer game. And it's different, you know. One side of their field is basically covered in shade in the afternoon because it's got trees.
Oh.
On one side, completely. Stands on only one side, and so you got trees over on the other side. So they're playing soccer in the shade. I'm going, how cool is that?
No kidding.
And pretty nice. But anyway, I don't know who won, but anyway. It was interesting. So do you guys feel better today? Do you feel safer again today? as the U.S. American government continues to do things to make us feel safer? I mean, did you know that the Pentagon, they announced yesterday, they have established an expeditionary medical support team to assist U.S. American medical professionals in treating the Ebola virus? Within the next week or so, the team will receive as many as 7 days of specialized training at Fort Sam Houston for eventual hotspots in the U.S., but not overseas. Well, why are there potential hotspots? Because the president told us Ebola's not coming to America, didn't he? Didn't he tell us that?
Yes.
By the way, there are 30 people in this special medical force. So do you feel safer now?
Yes.
Good.
Well, especially after naming, you know, Captain Politics as the Ebola czar.
That's true. Yeah, Ebola czar. I like that. Just to kind of, you could just slam that together to make one word out of it, right? Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Carnival Cruise Lines.
Oh, my gosh. Those poor people.
They really. I mean, somewhere the CEO is going, why?
If it weren't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all.
Captain, I'm not saying.
Yeah, she was self-quarantined, okay? The female passenger in question self-quarantined on the ship out of caution.
But no one would let the ship come into port with her on.
Right. And that's not even the worst of it. Next hour, I got two cases that are just going to, you're going to screw yourself into the ground just going, this is so crazy.
Captain, don't bother looking into it, but we removed the problem.
Yes, it's done.
Swimming away now.
swimming away.
I don't know if swimming would be the right word.
No, that's it. Yeah, they threw overboard. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, we can dock now.
That's right. Well, the president hit the campaign trail, heading up to Maryland and then out to Illinois. He said, find two places where I can go where they don't hate me too much. He came up.
We got
with,
one.
Yeah, got Maryland and went in there. Anyway, he told the mostly black crowd of about 8,000, go find your friends to vote. Get your cousin to vote. Get your uncle to vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you don't know who you should vote for. Just get a bunch of people out there to vote. And the reason I say that is because the New York Times reports that a confidential memo from a former pollster for President Obama contained a stark warning for Democrats. It predicted, quote, crushing Democratic losses across the country, end quote, if the party did not do more to get black voters to the polls. Cornell Belcher, the pollster, wrote, quote, African-American surge voters came out in force in 2008 and 2012. But they are not well positioned to do so again in 2014. In fact, you sitting down? Over half aren't sure when the midterm elections are taking place. Now, if you're not interested enough to know when the election is, I sure hope you'll stay home. I really, really do.
They get a vote just like you do.
I know they do. Again, over half aren't even sure when the midterm elections are taking place. Okay, that would be the first step. Then the second step would be, who is running? And then the third step is, what do they believe in? But why the hell should we worry about the second two steps? You just go in, you punch the D button, and we're good to go.
There was an interesting story on the Wall Street Journal this morning that we were running.
Okay.
About the way the Democrats are spending money.
Yeah.
And they've pulled it out of Louisiana and places where they're pretty sure they're going to wear their fanny for a hat.
Okay.
But they're dumping it back into places like South Dakota.
Oh, really?
And some of the races that, you know, were kind of initially thought as foregone conclusions, they're going, well, we might have a chance.
See how that
So they've rewritten several checks for millions of dollars for TV.
Well, now that's interesting because Mary Landrieu yesterday got an endorsement from the New Orleans Times-Picayune. And this is interesting. Citing seniority as the key reason that she should be reelected, the paper's editorial board wrote, at a time when Louisiana is still in recovery mode from storms, broken levees, and massive oil spills, Senator Landrieu's knowledge and influence are vital. In truth, a vote for Mary Landrieu for re-election should be easy for Louisianians, Democrat, Republican, or Independent. There you go. No surprise here, ABC Washington Post poll, Hillary has a 64% choice among suspected voters in 2016. So we'll see. Mitt Romney leads the Republican field at 21%. Of course, that ain't 64%. Just saying. It's a long way.
Okay.
And I love this. GOP Senator Roy Blunt wouldn't say whether he would vote for President Obama's nominee for Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, as the Ebola crisis deepens. He said, you'll have to ask Senate Majority Harry Reid why he hasn't moved that to the top of his list to be confirmed. Until this came out, I, quite frankly, had heard very little discussion about the Surgeon General. Now, you want to know why there hasn't been much discussion? The Surgeon General, this guy was nominated over a year ago by the president, okay? Over a year ago. But the deal is, he made statements having to do with gun deaths in America becoming a public health problem.
Yep.
The NRA jumps on that. And you watch the senators jump away from that like there's no tomorrow. I mean, like it's Ebola ridden. I mean, never mind voting your conscience. Never mind trying to do what you think is the right thing to do. Let's worry about keeping your job and how the NRA is going to get you unelected if you didn't vote the way they wanted to. I mean, it just happens to be the NRA this time, but that's the way these guys are.
Yep.
They don't care. They don't have any thought that they're going to really vote their conviction as to whether or not this guy becomes the new attorney, the new Surgeon General. They just want to make sure they get reelected. Oh. How did that go so wrong? All right, that's
money,
all.
Money, money, money,
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Heirloom tomatoes are probably more popular today than they were when they were new. Antique roses are as commonplace as today's modern hybrids. So where are the shrubs of yester landscape? What's happened to the plants our grandmothers grew? And why aren't they just as good today? Unsung Shrubs for Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. There are some absolutely wonderful shrubs that have fallen along the garden path over the last several decades. They're out there just waiting to be rediscovered, but until advocates step forth and ask for them, nurserymen will keep growing the shiny new plants that sell best. I have some pages from our landscaping scrapbooks. These are plants you'll see behind you and your relatives in all those family photos. We're going to start with Italian jasmine. This is one of the most durable of all landscaping shrubs in Texas. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 or 6 or 7 feet wide. Its leaves are the darkest dark green of any landscaping shrub, and it's almost never bothered by insect, disease, soil, or climatic problems. I've grown it for all of my life, and I've never seen a problem with it. It's a wonderfully soft, arching plant visually, so it works well in covering sloping areas, also as a relief to taller, coarse-textured shrubs. It grows quickly, and it tolerates everything from full sun to moderately heavy shade. It produces multitudes of small yellow blossoms from late winter on. It's not showy, but it's always gorgeous. Then there's primrose jasmine. If you want something just a little bit larger, go with this evergreen shrub. Like its sister, Italian jasmine, primrose jasmine is arching, but it gets 5 or 6 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide, a little bit bigger than Italian jasmine. It has larger, lighter green foliage, and the flowers are considerably larger and double, more than one row of petals. It's reliably winter hardy in the southern two-thirds of the state. It deserves much wider planting. Its flowers really are showy. Oh, one of my favorites of all time is Chinese photinia. Just when you thought you'd give up on photinias forever because of the disease problems, you realize there's been an old standby waiting in the wings. Chinese photinia has been in our landscapes for a century or more. It doesn't have the coppery new growth that red tip does, but it also doesn't have those problems. It grows best in full or nearly full sun. It'll get 15 to 20 feet tall. The main problem is availability. Your best bet would be to find chance seedlings and then grow your own. It does have powdery mildew problems in the spring that red tip doesn't have, but the fungal leaf spot that's just killing red tip photinias does not bother Chinese photinia. Oh, and a couple of plants that I like a lot, and I don't really have much time to talk about them, standard nandina, the old-fashioned standard nandina, and glossy abelia. I'm Neil Sperry, the least planned part of your landscape, probably. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. We'll start you off with a high school football report from over the weekend. Consolidated blanked Caney Creek, 41-0. Bryan whipped Willis, 34-13. College Station beat Huntsville, 48-27. Navasota smashed Sealy, 65-6. And St. Joseph's Catholic ran by Tomball Rose Hill, 47-20. And if you would like to see more on your favorite team, you can always do that online at BrazosFootball.com. On now to the Aggies, where number 7 Alabama hung 35 points on A&M in the second quarter and never looked back, blowing out the Aggies in spectacular fashion, 59-0. Alabama set a school record for the most points in her quarter and matched the second most points scored in the second half while racing out to a 45-zip lead. Needless to say, head coach Kevin Sumlin says there is some work to be done for the Aggies.
That performance was unacceptable and embarrassing. And so, you know, Alabama had a lot to do with that. We've got to get back to work and look at and examine where we are right now and how we can get better, how we can improve our level of performance.
Perhaps the only saving grace is A&M's next opponents, which will be themselves. The team gets its first bye week in 8 weeks.
From a timing standpoint, you know, the bye week, I think, is much needed and will also give us an opportunity to really evaluate a lot of different things that are going on.
The Aggies have to wait till November the 1st to get the bad taste out of their mouth as they host University of Louisiana Monroe at Kyle Field, and they should announce the time for that game a little bit later on today. In the Associated Press Top 25, A&M is no longer ranked, and the SEC has done something that has never been done before. They held 4 of the top 5 spots, and all of them are from the SEC West. Mississippi State stayed number 1 after a weekend off. The ACC's Florida State held its ground at number 2 after beating then number 5 Notre Dame. Ole Miss remained number 3. Alabama jumped 3 spots to number 4 after beating A&M. And Auburn moved up a spot to number 5 with a bye week, taking advantage of losses to previous unbeaten Notre Dame and Baylor. And now for some good news. Aggie soccer's on a tear. The Aggies improved to 13-2-1 on the season and sit with 21 points atop the SEC with a 7-1-0 record. Aggies blanked the Bulldogs in Starkville 3-0. They'll return to action this coming Sunday as the Aggies travel to Fayetteville for a 7 p.m. contest against the Razorbacks. And NFL history was made last night at the Mile High Stadium.
Empty backfield, three-man rush. He bounces around and throws. PT is there. Are they going to say touchdown? Touchdown, Demaryius Thomas. Move over Brett Favre and make room for the new king.
Peyton Manning now has more touchdown passes than any other player in NFL history.
Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning tied and broke Brett Favre's career touchdown pass record of 508, then 509, and wound up with 510 after tossing four in the Broncos' 42-17 pounding of San Francisco. Here's Manning after the game.
That's what I love about football. You play with great receivers here in Denver, guys in Indianapolis, coaches. I'm so thankful for all the people that have helped me in my career, but I think throwing a touchdown really is a group effort, offensive line, everybody. So it's something that I really think about how grateful I am for all the teammates and coaches that have helped me.
The Dallas Cowboys were part of a record as well.
And they'll give it to Murray. Plowing close.
I gave it to him.
Touchdown, Murray!
That 1 yard was part of 128 yards on the day for DeMarco Murray, who became the first player in NFL history to open a season with seven straight 100-yard rushing performances. The Bucs got their sixth straight win as well with a 31-21 bouncing of the New York Giants. The record, by the way, held by Jim Brown, 56 years old. Redskins head to Jerry World next Monday for a 7:25 kickoff. The Texans, by the way, tonight are in Pittsburgh for Monday Night Football. They'll kick that off at 7:30, and you can actually hear that on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In NASCAR action, Brad Keselowski won yesterday's Sprint Cup race at Talladega Super Speedway to advance to the next round of the chase for the championship, as did Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, and Jeff Gordon, along with Denny Hamlin and Matt Kenseth. Those that were eliminated, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Casey Kane, and Kyle Busch, will no longer be chasing for the championship. And finally, the number 20 Texas A&M volleyball team came back from a 2-1 set deficit to defeat South Carolina in five sets. The fifth set was knotted at 13-all before Aggie freshman setter Stephen Lee Ipley connected with junior middle blocker Shelby Sullivan for back-to-back kills to close out the victory. And that has been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting FiberMax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yep, right there!
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Weather looks great. High temperature today, about 80, low 60, and we'll do that all week long. No mention of rain. Right out 60, WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.